Hi, my name's Claire Strother.
And I'm Jacob Miranda.
It's Monday, March 22nd, and you're listening to Headlines from the Hill, brought to you by the Olaf Messenger.
Wait, Claire, did I hear that right?
What do you mean, Jake?
You said Headlines from the Hill.
I did! Do you remember when we said our name is a work in progress? Well, we're sticking to our word and changing our name.
Headlines from the Hill it is. Let's get into it. Our first topic of the day has to do with the status of the Olie Avenue housing project. While rumors have been blowing around campus in the wind about how the new dorm may be ahead of schedule, the opposite is true. According to Associate Dean of Students for Residence Life, Pamela McDowell, the project is actually slightly behind schedule. This is, according to McDowell, because of some holdups with the city in obtaining a permit for the new construction. Still, despite this administrative delay, the Bolt Company and its construction crew are working hard to get the project back on schedule. McDowell said the project is almost there.
Our second topic surrounds recent work toward equity and inclusion on the Hill, specifically with regards to violence against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community in the U.S. Four St. Olaf faculty members, Vivian Choi, Jennifer Kwan Dobbs, John Nato, and Ka Wong, hosted a teach-in about the, quote, drastic uptick in anti-Asian hate, end quote, and the, quote, white supremacist, heteronormative, sexualized violence, end quote, that fueled a gunman to shoot and kill eight individuals in Atlanta, six of whom were of Asian descent, the day after the shooting. The, quote, included were from an email sent to the St. Olaf community by Kwan Dobbs on March 17th, announcing the teach-in, which was held via Zoom on Thursday, March 18th.
The day after the teach-in, a student sent an email to President David Anderson and the St. Olaf Extra email alias, criticizing the president for not attending the teach-in and addressing his continued silence on, quote, growing issues that affect BIPOC students, end quote. Later the same day, Interim Vice President for Equity and Inclusion and Director of the Taylor Center for Equity and Inclusion, Maria Pabon, sent an email to students highlighting the, quote, power and resiliency of our community, end quote. Included in the email were numerous resources of support for students, faculty, and staff in regards to anti-Asian hatred, the ongoing trial of Derek Chauvin, and efforts to create a more inclusive community.
Also included in Pabon's email were statistics from the college's anti-racism training held at the beginning of the semester. Feedback showed that the training prompted self-reflection for a majority of respondents, but left a majority still feeling disconnected from other students at St. Olaf, among other metrics. While only 15% of students offered feedback, the large split between self-reflection and feelings of connectedness highlights struggles to build a meaningfully inclusive community at St. Olaf.
This past Wednesday was the first of three rest days sprinkled throughout the semester, replacing what would have been the typical week-long spring break. The timing of the rest day, coinciding with St. Patrick's Day, sparked concern among many students, as St. Patrick's Day is typically associated with parties and large gatherings. While we can't yet know the full effects of rest day shenanigans, there were no publicly addressed COVID violations.
Campus-wide rest days have received mixed reviews across the student body. Many believe that it's not enough to make up for the stress and pace of the semester, while others think that it's better than nothing.
Now for a couple of events happening this week. Tonight, Courtney Leonard, an artist and filmmaker who has contributed to the offshore art movement, will visit campus virtually, continuing the Arnold Flotten Memorial Artists series. Leonard's work involves ties between, quote, water, whale, and material sustainability, end quote. They will lecture on ceramics for the penultimate lecture in the ongoing series. On Thursday, National Interfaith Leader Eboo Patel will facilitate the second of four virtual seminars on religious diversity. Thursday's seminar will focus specifically on interfaith leadership in the workplace, an environment where individuals encounter religious diversity, quote, far more frequently than in other aspects of life, end quote.
And now for this week's COVID numbers. We currently have 11 students in isolation and 36 in quarantine, marking an increase of 7 in isolation and 26 in quarantine from last Monday. 4.48% of isolation beds are in use, and the campus has a 0.21% infection rate over the last 14 days. The numbers for Rice County have continued on a slight incline at 26.21 cases per 10,000 residents. The campus continues to stay in a yellow alert level, and St. Olaf admissions will reopen campus to in-person visits this Wednesday.
Thanks for tuning in to the now renamed Headlines from the Hill. Be sure to stay tuned for our continued morning episodes, Monday morning episodes, I should say, as well as a special conversation between Claire Bolt, who helped write this episode, and Uprising's co-curators Amanda Rose and Bridget Asomwa-Bafor.
Stay safe, Olies.